Me being a news junkie and all, I get plenty of news feeds on my computer. I guess the three newspapers we subscribe to aren't really enough to satisfy my addiction, so I just load up the syringe and inject everything from Yahoo News to weird feeds from outfits that I've never heard of in my life. Today it finally hit me what this feels like, these headlines about Clinton's disease or Obama's new scandal or the latest Kardashian soap opera. It's like standing in the grocery store line reading the headlines of the Globe or the National Enquirer or the Star or any of those cheesy tabloids that have the latest on the JFK assassination or the breaking developments on Martian architecture or the weight gain of some TV star gone to seed. Now that most Americans view mainstream news, what Limbaugh calls lamestream drive-by news, is nothing but liberal bias. The door is wide open for any Yahoo with a laptop and a blog site to weigh in on what is true and factual. Fox News calls itself fair and balanced. Compared to some of these digital news media, that might be more true than they ever dreamed. The glut is so deep and so pervasive, it's as if journalism itself had been buried under a tsunami of radioactive malarkey. No wonder people start to read only what they want to believe. It all looks like the ingredients for sausage, and if any of it is less suspect than the others, it all gets ground up and spiced to mask the rodent turds and dead insects. You might even wonder, if you were conspiratorial-minded, if this wasn't exactly the plan. The internet, that bright and shining hope for the future, the one where all facts were at your fingertips, is now swamped by so much misinformation. The truth, if there ever was such a thing, is now asphyxiating in a morass of opinion and outright lies so as to be unrecognizable by anyone not possessed with a passion for sorting through the debris in search of some small kernel that might be accurate. I used to wonder who bought those greasy little supermarket tabloids. I used to wonder who watched Fox News. I used to wonder who listened to all those talking heads. Now I realize what the answer is. We all do.